scripture reading schedule in the second portion, if you find it in your bulletin, continues our journey through the Psalms. And we have before us this week Psalms 75 through 82. We are still in that third book of the Psalter. And here, if you notice in the attribution, most of these are Psalms of Asaph. As you get to the close of this part of the collection, there are some others who have attribution, but most of these are Psalms of Asaph. And I wish to bring before us this afternoon Psalm 80. Psalm 80 has several qualities about it that I find particularly delightful and wish to bring to your mind so that you may more fruitfully meditate upon these truths and lift them up in songs before the Lord as He has inspired this for that use. This psalm has Israel in a time of affliction and great disarray, and particularly because of their enemies, the Gentiles. They have a design from God that's described here, and metaphors for Israel are used here that are particularly lovely, because we see that they're also used for God's new covenant people, and we can see that continuity. Israel was designed by God. He cleared the place for them. He planted them as His own vineyard. He brought them to the promised land as His flock. He had a design for their flourishing as His possession in the land. That's been put into great disarray. And they recognize in this psalm that they are in need of repentance, that they have, in fact, been in some way disobedient. The particulars are not given, but they appeal to God to turn them, back, and to restore them. The longing for that restoration, and something that we can make a fruitful application in our own consideration, drawing parallels to our own day, and the disarray of the gospel-proclaiming church in our day, the evangelical church, looks to have been ravaged in some large extent by the Gentiles, right? Unbelievers have had their way. They've set an agenda. And that which was to be God's sacred flock, God's vineyard, the place of His planting that is under His care and dominion, that place looks as though it's in some shambles and disrepair. And we recognize with the people of old that we bear responsibility for that. And so with the psalmist, we may raise up the appeal. Turn us back. Restore us. We are the reason for this disarray. We need restoration. And then, where does the psalmist look for that power of restoration? This is particularly lovely. He starts right out asking for God's power to restore, and God's power as He manifests His presence in worship. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Where you make your power and presence known, bring forth that power. Reclaim your flock. Make us what we ought to be by your power as you manifest it. And He manifests that power in the presence of His worshiping people. Indeed, as we referenced before in a previous psalm, here the psalmist punctuates the appeal to God by finding hope and prayer in the benediction of God. He does this three times throughout the psalm. Verse 3, verse 7, verse 19. Look how he makes the appeal. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Where's the hope for salvation? In the blessing of God, the saving God who makes his power and presence known in the midst of his people, worshiping him. And so, we too must make this appeal. If we are to be what God designed us to be, as his flock, his vineyard, his fruitful place planted by him for his glory, then we need much of what he provides us. We need all of the riches of the power of his presence in worship. And that is uniquely proclaimed in his benediction. We should take hope, as the psalmist does, in all that's held out to us, in the putting of God's name upon us, the declaration of his favor upon us. And speaking of that favor, the psalmist closes out in verse 17 and following with a play on words. He has mentioned the sons of Joseph and Benjamin, those descended from the same mother. And he plays on the name of Benjamin in verse 17. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand. That's Benjamin's name, the son of the right hand. And then appeals for God's hand to be upon the Son of Man, whom you made strong for yourself. Now, how can we not see in Benjamin representing God's favor to his people, the favorite son, as it were? How can we not see Christ held out, as it were, in the shadowy form of what the psalmist is saying, desiring God's favor to be manifest, even as it was declared in the name of that youngest son, Benjamin, the son of the right hand? All our hope is in the favor of God to be manifest to us in everything held out to us in worship and by the Son of Man, the man of God's own choosing, the man of his favor, even Jesus Christ our Lord. With these things in mind, let's stand together and delight in this appeal. In the words of Asaph, inspired by the Holy Spirit, this is God's very word, holy, infallible, inerrant in all its parts. Psalm 80. Let us hear and heed. To the chief musician, set to the lilies, a testimony of Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root. And it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated.